Good morning, everyone. Peace to you and all those you are concerned about this morning. Please click on the link on the printed version for our opening music to set the theme for this morning, which I hope many of you will remember our own choir singing. I will begin with a passage from Isaiah. Our city is strong. God himself defends its walls. Open the city gates and let the faithful nation enter, the nation whose people do what is right. You, Lord, give perfect peace to those who keep their purpose firm and put their trust in you. Trust in the Lord forever. He will always protect us. He has humbled those who are proud. He destroyed the strong city they lived in and sent its walls crashing into the dust. Those who were oppressed walk over it now and trample it under their feet. Lord, you make the path smooth for good people. The road they travel is level. We follow your will and put our hope in you. Let us pray. Faithful God, we trust in your word and call on you now to bring peace to our minds and to warm our hearts as we face a new day. God of grace, you have made our minds, so help us to know you. You have made our hearts, so help us to love you. You have made our voices, so help us to sing your praise. Fill us with your Holy Spirit, so together we may celebrate your glory and worship you in spirit and in truth. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. We ask your forgiveness for those times when we have complained about the situation in which we find ourselves. We ask your forgiveness if we have been short-tempered with those we live with or complained about the restrictions on our usual way of life. We ask your forgiveness if we have failed to appreciate the efforts of others that they are making on our behalf to keep the services we rely on running smoothly. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We praise you for the gifts you have given us, which so often in our normally busy lives we take for granted. While some of us may be finding it difficult to adjust to a different pace of life, others may be enjoying the chance to relax more and take things more slowly. Wherever we see ourselves, we know we have much to thank you for. So we pause and take this chance to reflect on new blessings we have discovered in the last few weeks. Thank you for the new opportunities which the change in our lifestyle presents. Thank you for time to appreciate nature in all its forms. Thank you for the telephone, internet, and a postal service which keeps us in touch with people we long to meet. Thank you for those people who continue to provide us with the services we need. Shop workers, postal workers, delivery drivers, and everyone working in the health service. When this crisis is over, help us to remember just how much we owe them for their dedication and hard work. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for those who feel lonely and isolated. May they feel the comfort of your presence. We pray for those who are concerned about their health or the health of others close to them. Give them strength in the face of difficult times. We pray for those who are anxious about returning to work, but who need to do so to retain their job and provide for themselves and their families. Support them in their distress and comfort them with the knowledge of your love. We pray for those whose jobs are insecure, who may find themselves redundant after their furlough comes to an end. Help them to know they are valued and encourage them as they seek new opportunities in the future. We pray for ourselves, reflecting on our own immediate needs. Loving God, draw us close to you so that we may reflect your love to others through our words and actions and the love and care we show to them. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. So we join together in the Lord's Prayer. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours now and forever. Amen. The peace of God be in your heart. The grace of God be in your words. The love of God be in your hands. The joy of God be in your soul and in the song that your life sings. Amen. I wish you all a blessed and peaceful day.